Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, and also the book of Titus. These epistles from Paul are known as the pastoral letters. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachers of the Gnostic belief. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We will be starting today's reading in verse 1, and we'll be ending today's reading on verse 14. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, let's start in verse 1. Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. And athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules. And hard-working farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Think about what I am saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things. Always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be chained. So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. This is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. Remind everyone about these things, and command them in God's presence to stop fighting over word. Such arguments are useless, and they can ruin those who hear them. Once again, that was verses 1 through 14 in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 2 Timothy we just went over a little more in depth. We will all face suffering for being Christians. Some live in countries where you can be tortured or killed for being a Christian. Others lose business or jobs because of their loyalty to Christ, and others lose friends or are talked about behind their back. We know that if we die with Christ, we will also live with him, and that begins now as we, quote, die, end quote, to our old lives and are willing to suffer for and with him. Our suffering can bring others closer to Christ, from what we read in verse 10, and it can bring us closer to Christ, filling us with his joy. You can only live to please one person at a time. Paul taught Timothy to please the only one who brings freedom. Christ, when you serve others, you are a slave to their moods and manipulations. When you serve culture, you are enslaved to trends and opinions. Serving yourself is no better because you get trapped by your own selfish desires. But when you serve Christ, and it is hard, there is freedom. It is the only way to be free. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Are you living to please yourself, others, or Christ? Are you willing to suffer for Jesus, working hard to bring others closer to Him? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.